Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for Winter 23 and is presented to you by readers Margaret, Angela and Glynis and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: shaping places, creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. And lastly, creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
Father Christmas leads festive celebrations. Father Christmas tops the bill, bringing joy and cost-friendly options to this year's festive entertainment in the borough. He will be visiting the Bury Theatre in Hedge End from the 9th of December until New Year's Eve in Raymond Briggs' Father Christmas, a fantastic alternative to Panto from the author of the much-loved The Snowman. The family story of Father Christmas getting ready for a night's hard work on blooming Christmas Eve will bring festive cheer to all ages and was described as magnificent by the Observer newspaper. Santa also joins the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Nick Caldrey, as guest of honour at Eastleigh Town Centre's Christmas Lights Switch-On event on Saturday, November the 18th. The countdown to Christmas is kicked off in spectacular style with festive illuminations, street entertainment, food stalls and children's activities, all topped off with a breathtaking firework display. The little ones can visit Santa in his grotto at the Point Theatre during the day on Saturday the 18th of November and on Sunday the 19th of November. Join other families as the man in red welcomes you with a song and a story, then collect your gift and take a selfie with him. Three spine-tingling festive tales can be seen in Yule at the Point, while Nick Cope's family Christmas show is always a hit with children of all ages, and for the grown-ups of the 100-watt clubs, a festive evening of burlesque and vaudeville offers an evening of entertainment that's both naughty and nice. Meanwhile, there are festive lanterns and carols at Itchen Valley Country Park and a healthy New Year's Day walk to help work off some of the Yuletide excesses.
Shaping Places, a revamp for Eastleigh Bus Station. Blacksmith's Son returns to revamp Eastleigh Bus Station benches. Local blacksmith William Normandale returned to Eastleigh to remove, refurbish and reinstall 16 benches within Eastleigh Bus Station. William is the son of Charles Normandale, who originally installed the benches 20 years ago. The improvements also included a deep clean of the paving and brickwork, installation of bird deterrents, resetting block paving, and the installation of energy-efficient LED lighting. Chair of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "I'm pleased to see the bus station looking so tidy. The benches look fantastic, and it was great to be able to complete the work on schedule." National Theatre beckons for the Point Eastleigh's Youth Ensemble. A youth theatre ensemble from Eastleigh will be given a national profile next year, and they'll be welcoming new members to join them on the journey. Point, Eastleigh's ensemble performing arts company, is delighted to have been selected to take part in the National Theatre's Connections 2024 festival, following on from the success of their participation in the 2023 festival with their production of The Terrible, Terrible Past by Simon Longman, playwright of Circle Dreams Around. Connections is the National Theatre's annual nationwide youth theatre festival that brings together the theatre makers of tomorrow. The programme has been established for 29 years and champions the talent of young people from across the UK. Each year, Connections commissions 10 new plays for the participating youth companies to choose from, with a chance for one production of each play to be performed on stage at the National Theatre. The Point Ensemble has been partnered with Southampton's MAST Mayflower Studios for the 2024 festival. Council unveils Eastbrook Homes Housing Agency. The Council's commitment to helping local people achieve their ambition of living in high-quality, sustainable housing was on display on the Eastbrook Homes stand at the Southern Affordable Homes Show at the Gears Bowl. The Council is developing and marketing homes across the borough, and Eastbrook Homes is its new housing agency that will offer properties for sale on the open market, as well as privately rented accommodation and affordable housing. Residents will see the Eastbrook Band appearing on hoardings around the 1 Horton Heath development at Postmark Place, the former post office site in Eastleigh Town Centre, and other housing schemes as they take shape. Find out more on eastbrookhomes.co.uk at Eastbrook Homes.
Buying or renting a home. Jargon busting. Buying or renting a home can be a bit overwhelming with many confusing terms. Here is a jargon busting guide with some commonly misunderstood rent purchase terms to help you through the process. Freehold. This means that if you own a property, you also own the land it's on, and you own it forever. This means you don't have to pay any ground rent. Since 2019, the law requires all newly built homes to be freehold. Leasehold. Leasehold is a different legal status to freehold. Rather than owning the property forever, as you would with a freehold, a lease gives you the right to occupy a property for a stipulated amount of time, usually between 99 and 999 years. You won't need to remain living in the property for the full length of the lease. Leasehold properties are frequently bought and sold. Service charge. With many leasehold properties, there is also an annual service charge. This is a set amount of money for the upkeep of an area or for a service they have communal use of. For example, cleaning and lighting communal hallways or maintenance of shared gardens. Stamp duty land tax. A percentage of the total cost of a property which must be paid as tax when the property is purchased. Currently, any property valued under £500,000 is exempt, as are first-time buyers. For high-value properties, the rate is between 3% and 12%.
Warranty. An insurance policy that protects buyers of new homes from structural defects, usually for the first 10 years. The warranty for internal issues is usually 1 to 2 years. Affordable housing. You will often come across the term affordable housing, This relates to housing that includes sociable and affordable rental properties that are set at lower rents than the current private rents. In our borough, the council are developing some by currently mostly provided by housing organisations such as Vivid and Abri. It also provides the opportunity for residents to access subsidised routes to home ownership through schemes like shared ownership. See next section of First Homes. Shared ownership. The government's shared ownership scheme lets you buy a share of the property, typically between 25% and 75%. If you cannot afford all of the deposit and mortgage payments for a home that meets your needs, you can buy a share of the property and pay rent to a landlord on the rest of your home to a housing organisation such as Vivid or Abri. First Home Scheme. If you're a first-time buyer, you may be able to buy a home for less than its market value. This offer is called the First Home Scheme. There will be homes under the First Home Scheme built as part of our One Horton Heath development. Eligibility for First Home Scheme. You must be 18 or older, a first-time buyer, able to get a mortgage for at least half the price of the home, buying the home as part of a household where total income is no more than £80,000. We may also set some eligibility conditions, such as giving priority to essential workers, people who already live in the area, and those on lower incomes, etc.
Protecting our environment. Schools Award Scheme promotes clean air. A new award scheme for schools in the borough that aims to reduce air pollution and encourage parents and children to travel more sustainably was launched at Toynbee School in Chandler's Ford, ahead of Cycle to School Week. The event coincided with the unveiling of the school's impressive new bike shelter. Schools that demonstrate their commitment to improving air quality in their area will be recognised with an Eastleigh Clean Air Award. The aim of the award is to reduce the number of car journeys made on the school run and encourage the use of more sustainable transport in the form of cycling, walking or scooting. As well as cutting pollution from exhaust fumes, the scheme will also help families work together to reduce their carbon footprint and improve children's fitness. Children are particularly vulnerable to the effects of air pollution as their bodies are still developing, and the increased volume of traffic around the schools at pick-up and drop-off time has been shown to increase concentrations of harmful pollutants, particularly when vehicles are idling. School heads and pupils across the borough will be learning more about the award scheme, which the council is running in partnership with Sustrans, the sustainable transport charity, during the autumn term. Schools will need to meet criteria in four areas to win their award and will then receive a flag to mark their successful participation in the scheme. The council's cabinet lead for environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, welcomes the scheme. He said, "The issue of pollution and its impact on the health of growing children has been in news a lot lately, and the Eastleigh Clean Air Aware Award is one of a number of initiatives to tackle the problem and help us move towards a carbon-neutral borough." Grasslands buzzes at Lakeside Country Park. Survey work of grassland at Lakeside Country Park this summer has shown how positive management of Eastleigh's countryside and country parks teams has greatly improved its biodiversity. The grassland has been grazed annually since 2010 by around 10 cows from May until the end of September. The grazing has enhanced biodiversity by creating a patchier environment within fields. This provides micro-environments for different types of plants and animals. Lakeside volunteers also cut back blackthorn and willow to prevent them from becoming too dominant. This grazing and volunteer work has allowed the grassland to steadily develop into a more species-rich and varied habitat. The grassland supports a range of wildflowers, such as yellow vetch and southern marsh orchids, which are an important nectar source for a variety of insects. The conservation work at Lakeside has been funded by a grant from Natural England.
Make sure your home is energy wise this winter. Don't forget that there are lots of things you can do to make your home more energy efficient this winter. You can save money by the following. Decrease your thermostat temperature to 18 degrees centigrade. Layer up. Wearing warmer clothes and multiple layers will help achieve that cozy feeling. Fancy a brew? Simply fill up your cup with water and pour into the kettle to boil just the amount you need. Consider lower energy cooking in a slow cooker or air fryer. Get into the habit of turning off lights in rooms you aren't occupying. Turn unused switches and devices off and not in standby mode. Defrost your freezer so it isn't working harder than it should. And use draft excluders and thick curtains to keep the warmth in and the cold out. No gas central heating. You might qualify for help with energy efficiency. If your home doesn't have gas central heating, you might qualify for energy efficient upgrades to improve your home and save money on energy bills. If you're on a low income, you don't use gas to heat your home and your property has an energy performance certificate, known as an EPC, of D, E, F or G, you could be eligible for a range of improvements. These include insulation, air source heat pumps, solar panels and heating controls, and could save you between £220 and £400 a year on your energy bills. The funding is available under the second phase of the government's Home Upgrade Grant, HUG2. £41.4 million has been awarded to local councils, including Eastleigh. To find out more, please visit www.warmerhomes.org.uk or call free phone on 0800 038 5737. Recycle your food waste. Make small changes and get into the habit of recycling your food waste. The festive season generally sees us eating more, so it's a great time to ensure you recycle your food waste in your weekly food caddy collection and not your black bin. It's not just fruit and vegetable peelings that can go in your brown food caddy. You can recycle all your raw and cooked food waste leftovers, including tea bags and coffee grounds, fruit and vegetables, meat and bones, bread and pastries, fish, dairy, small amounts of shredded paper and cut flowers. Please remember your food waste needs to be wrapped up in paper or in compostable bags, not plastic bags. Available from most supermarkets and put out in the larger of your two brown bins.
Let's get it sorted this Christmas. What can I put in my green recycling bin? The Council's Let's Get It Sorted campaign aims to encourage residents to put the right items in the right bins. In Eastleigh, there were only 6 items that should go into your green recycling bin. These are plastic bottles, aluminium cans, metal tins, paper, cardboard, no pizza boxes, and empty aerosols. All other general waste should be placed in your general waste bin. When it comes to placing items in your green recycling bin, simply remember, if in doubt, leave it out. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/recycle. Your Christmas waste collections. Normal day, Monday the 25th December. Revised day, Wednesday the 27th of December. Normal day, Tuesday 26th of December. Revised, Thursday 28th of December. Normal, Wednesday the 27th of December. revised Friday the 29th of December. Normal day, Thursday 28th of December. Revised Saturday the 30th of December. Friday 29th of December. Revised Tuesday 2nd of January. Normal Monday the 1st of January. Revised Wednesday the 3rd of January. Normal Tuesday the 2nd of January. Revised Thursday the 4th of January. Normal Wednesday the 3rd of January. Revised Friday the 5th of January. Normal Thursday the 4th of January. Revised Saturday the 6th. Normal Friday the 5th of January. Revised Monday the 8th. Normal Monday the 8th of January. Revised Tuesday the 9th of January. Normal Tuesday the 9th of January. Revised Wednesday the 10th of January. Normal Wednesday the 10th of January. Revised Thursday the 11th of January. Normal Thursday 11th of January. Revised Friday the 12th of January. Normal Friday the 12th of January. Revised Saturday the 13th of January. Please note the garden waste service will be suspended from Friday the 22nd of December and will resume on Monday the 8th of January.
Join our garden waste scheme. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 23,000 other borough residents and sign up in the new year. It starts on the 1st of April. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. You can sign up to join our 2023-24 Garden Waste Service from early January. Benefits include: saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more booking or queuing at your local tip, wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Great progress at Itchen Valley Country Park. Work to transform Itchen Valley Country Park is making great progress, with a new play area already welcoming young visitors and their grown-ups, and tracks and trails for walkers and cyclists opened or nearing completion. The park's newest play area, the Den, is now open. Designed with the country park's youngest visitors in mind, children can enjoy a small slide, toddler swings, balance logs, plus more fun play features for them to begin their first outdoor adventure. Meanwhile, older adventurers can now enjoy a double zip wire, a larger slide, swings, and more in the area at the top of the park. Chair of Hedge End, West End and Botley Area Committee, Councillor Cynthia Garton, said visitors can enjoy a relaxing walk around the quieter routes with the path network at the top of the country park now complete. With beautiful vistas to be seen from the highest points and winding paths through the Remembrance Avenue, walking here is very special. And people on two wheels haven't been forgotten. The popular cycle track is being upgraded and will form part of the wider network which will connect all of the park's trails. Crafty Places open. Crafty Places, designed to engage and inspire our youngest children to adults, is now open at Places Leisure, Eastleigh. It enables children and adults to explore their imagination through various crafts, and you get to take home something amazing that you've created and made yourself. Times and days of the sessions are: Crafty Tots for up to 5 years are at various times on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Crafty Kits ages 4 plus are at various times on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays. Special educational needs sessions are on Fridays and Saturdays. Crafty Coffee is on Mondays, and adult workshops are on Thursday evenings. Check availability and book your places at places.org/centres/places-leisure-easley/centre-activities/family-kid.
Jumpstart your health and wellness in 2024. The Council will launch its annual New Year Boost programme in December to help residents in the borough to boost their well-being in 2024. Activities are aimed at adults 16 years plus who are currently doing little to no exercise. The promise of a fresh start in 2024 not only brings resolutions but also an exciting opportunity to revitalise your health and well-being through the annual New Year Boost campaign that offers a range of activities to help achieve a healthier and more active lifestyle. Last year, these included health walks, couch to 5K, walking netball, martial arts, boxing, park run, etc. This year's activities will be announced in December. Cabinet Lead for Health and Social Policy, Councillor Tony Craig, said, "There's something for everyone, whether you're looking to shed a few pounds, explore new hobbies, feel better about yourself, or simply meet new people. New Year Boost provides a simple one-stop location for local people to explore and choose activities that capture their interest. Whether you're just getting started, kickstarting at a leisurely pace, or looking to try something new, you'll find the support you need. Why not sign up to My Easley at my.easley.gov.uk and be the first to know."
What's on? Easley Christmas Light Switch On. Saturday the 18th of November, 11am to 7pm. Market Street. Stalls from 10am, Lee Road Recreational Ground, Bandstand. Light Switch On at 6pm. Easley Indoor Christmas Market. Sunday the 26th of November, 10am to 3pm. Places, Leisure, Easley. Pop-up Christmas Market. Saturday the 2nd of December, 10am to 7pm. Easley Market Site, Lee Road. Light Up Netley and Lantern Parade. Saturday the 2nd of December, 5pm to 5:45pm, procession through Netley. Burselden Christmas Carols. Saturday 9th of December, 4:30pm to 5:45pm, Loughford Centre. Netley Christmas Carol Service. Thursday the 14th of December, 5pm to 5:30pm, procession through Netley from Woolston Road. Christmas Lights Train, 8th, 15th and 22nd of December, various times, Lakeside Steam Railway.
Concert for Mayor's Charities, Friday the 8th of December from 7pm. The Burns Unit is an excellent five-piece blues and rock band who are playing a concert in aid of the Mayor of Easley's appeal on Friday the 8th of December at the Railway Institute, Easley, SO59FE. All profits from the concert will be donated to Easley Citizens Advice Bureau. Tickets are £10 in advance or £50 for a table of six. They're available from Eventbrite or phone 07702 980677. Doors open 7pm and the band are on stage at 8pm. Walk and Talk. Free 3 kilometre guided walks to spend time in nature in a safe and friendly environment. Book online at itchinvalley.co.uk/what's-on. Itchin Valley Country Park, 23rd of November, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Hamble, Wednesday the 29th of November, 10:30 to 11:30.
The Bury Theatre presents Raymond Biggs' Father Christmas, 9th to the 31st of December. One of the most beloved stories of the festive season is Raymond Biggs' Father Christmas, a charming tale that follows the adventures of a grumpy but lovable old man as he delivers presents around the world on Christmas Eve. The book, published in 1973, has been adapted into a delightful stage show by the Olivier Award-nominated Pins and Needles Productions, which has been running at the Lyric Hammersmith Theatre since 2012. This Christmas, you can enjoy the 50th anniversary of this festive treat at the Bury Theatre in Eastleigh, where the production will bring the magic of Briggs illustrations to life on stage with puppetry, music and humour that will enchant children and adults alike. Don't miss this opportunity to see one of the most beloved stories of all time in a fun and heartwarming performance for the whole family. The show runs from the 9th to the 31st of December. Book now at website theburytheatre.co.uk. Raymond Briggs, renowned British author and illustrator Raymond Briggs, is best known for his classic children's books such as The Snowman and Father Christmas. He was born in London in 1934 and studied at Wimbledon, Central and Slade schools. He worked in advertising before becoming a children's book illustrator and a teacher at Brighton College of Art. His most famous works include The Snowman, which tells the story of a boy who builds a snowman that comes to life, and Father Christmas, a charming tale of how Santa prepares for his busy night of delivering presents around the world. Both books have been adapted to animated films that have become Christmas classics.
The Point presents Timothy the Yeti, 7th to the 20th of December, a magical interactive story world for local families to enjoy in Eastleigh this winter. Following the success of Snug last December, The Point are transforming their studio theatre this festive season into a magical winter story world for young children under five to enjoy with families and caregivers. Audiences are invited to tiptoe into Timothy Yeti's cave to listen to heartwarming stories of love, family and friendship in this interactive and immersive experience. Alongside the story world cave, there will be a series of interactive activities, including craft making. There will also be an accompanying Timothy the Yeti book available to read in the space, as well as on sale to help families carry on the stories at home. The Point is delighted that Timothy the Yeti will be generously sponsored by energy supplier Utilita, who will be present on certain dates to offer advice on saving energy in the home and in turn saving money. Timothy the Yeti is a free drop-in experience. The Point believes everyone should be able to experience its magic, regardless of financial barriers. If audiences are able to contribute, the venue would gratefully welcome a suggested donation of £5 per person to allow them to help create an Eastleigh for everyone. Timothy the Yeti's Cave will be open from 7th to the 20th of December at 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. every day excluding Sundays, with special interactive storytelling sessions taking place at 9:45 a.m., 10:45 a.m., 11:45 a.m. and 2:45 p.m. For further information on Timothy the Yeti, visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk/events/yeti-deck-2023. Gold standard customer service at The Point. Congratulations to the front of house team at The Point, who have received a gold award for excellent customer service. As a member of Eastleigh Business Improvement District, BID, the theatre takes part in the Mystery Shoppers Customer Experience Awards. At the BIDS recent awards evening, the team picked a gold award. Janice Monday, front of house manager, said, "We achieved a customer service assessment score of an amazing 97%. Well done to the team on their fantastic work."
Events at the Point, Eastleigh. The Sorting Office, Christmas Makers Market, Saturday the 18th of November, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Santa's Grotto, Saturday the 18th till Sunday the 19th of November at various times. Wonder Gigs, Tuesday the 21st of November at various times. Anything Funny Open Mic Night, Tuesday the 21st of November and the 19th of December, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spot On Productions, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Wednesday the 22nd until Saturday the 25th of November, again at various times. Artie Party, Tuesday the 28th of November, 10:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. Inclusive Cinema, The Witches, Tuesday the 28th of November, 10:45 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. And Figs in Wigs, Astrology Bingo, Friday the 1st of December, 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m.
An Afternoon with Sound Pop Academy and Love Soul Choir, Saturday 2nd of December from 4 p.m. Love Soul Choir Winter Show 2023, Saturday 2nd of December, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Timothy the Yeti, Thursday the 7th to Wednesday the 20th of December, various times. Lulu's Sister, Yule, Winter Tales Told in Shadow, Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 10th of December, at various times. Wessex Dance Academy, Graduation Performance, Wednesday the 13th of December from 7 p.m. Ed Byrne, Tragedy Plus Time, Phil McIntyre, Live, Friday 15th of December, 7:30 p.m. to 9:10 p.m. Nick Cope's Festive Family Concert, Saturday 16th of December, various times. Inclusive Cinema, Elf, Tuesday the 19th of December, 10:45 a.m. to 12:55 p.m. 100 Watt Club, Festive Burlesque, Friday the 22nd of December, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. For further information and to book tickets, visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. The Point, Eastleigh, Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO509DE.
Events at the Berry Theatre. The Comedy Network, Friday the 1st of December, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Simon Evans, Have We Met? Saturday the 18th of November, 7:30 p.m. to 9:20 p.m. A Very Old Man with Enormous Wings, Friday the 24th of November, 7 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Lyric Hammersmith Theatre and Pins and Needles, Raymond Briggs' Father Christmas, Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 31st of December, at various times. For further information and to book tickets, visit theberrytheatre.co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. The Berry Theatre, Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, SO30 4EJ. Self-defence classes. A new self-defence class, specifically designed for visually impaired people, has been launched by The Point, Eastleigh, in partnership with Open Sight Hampshire, a charity dedicated to supporting individuals with visual impairments. Designed to provide an inclusion and engaging experience, this will increase awareness of self-defence in a fun and informative class. Each session is held every Friday at 11 a.m. lasting for an hour. The cost of each session is £6.50. Find out more thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
Winter events at the country parks, Itchen Valley Country Park. Christmas Trail, Friday the 1st of December 2023, Monday the 1st of January 2024, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, costing £3. Collect a trail sheet from the Woodland Cafe and follow the festive route, exploring the 12 days of Christmas at Itchen Valley. Festive Lanterns and Carols, Saturday the 16th of December. The workshops at 4:30 p.m. with carols from 5:30 p.m. Join a workshop to make a glass jar lantern for a procession through the woods, followed by carols accompanied by Otterborn Brass Band. £10 for the workshop and carols, and £5 for carols only, which does include parking. New Year's Day Walk, Monday the 1st of January, 10:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. Make time for nature this new year. Join a 3 kilometre walk around the country park and feel the benefits of our wonderful natural world. £5 and includes a hot drink. To book a visit, go to website itchenvalley.co.uk/what's-on. Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, Southampton, SO30 3HQ.
One Horton Heath latest update. Link Road reaches halfway point. The all-important Link Road scheme for the exciting One Horton Heath development that connects Allington Lane to the north and Burnett's Lane to the south has passed the halfway point. The teams at One Horton Heath and main contractor Ludden celebrated the milestone marker as the next phase sees the start of road surfacing work get underway. More than 180,000 cubic metres of soil, enough to fill 72 Olympic swimming pools, have been excavated and reused within the site, saving 20,000 lorry journeys. Councillor leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "It's great to be able to celebrate the halfway point of this 1.2 mile new road scheme. Our infrastructure first delivery approach is on track. Once complete in early summer 2024, the scheme will see new walking and cycling connections from Hedge End and Fair Oak open. All future construction traffic will use the Link Road to access the site. Revealing history through soil. Excavated from a depth of 150 metres at the development's Lower Acre housing site, a collection of soil samples is uncovering the history of the local landscape. Anthony Jennings, Managing Director and founder of Synergy Boreholes, who donated the soil samples, commented, "The soil will date from as far back as 48 to 56 million years ago. It contains small shell fragments as few land creatures were about at the time. The soil samples will be used in future educational activities for children and students visiting the site to help see and learn about the natural environment. Can we support your community project? One Horton Heath is welcoming interest from community representatives or groups who are involved in running community or education-led activities or groups who require outdoor space. Visit the website to get in touch with us. onehortonheath.co.uk. Careers in construction. The One Horton Heath project team was out and about recently at Wyvern College Careers Fair 2023, talking to Year 11 students and parents about careers in construction and development. Our partners at Ludden Construction are keen to talk to any students interested in an educational site visit. Email onehortonheath@ludden.co.uk. Find out more and keep up to date on the development. Visit onehortonheath.co.uk. eastleigh.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk. Follow us on One Horton Heath.
Creating homes and communities. Bampton House is opening soon. The council will soon be opening Bampton House, that will provide specialist temporary housing accommodation for local families and individuals. The redevelopment of a vacant office block began in January 2023 and has created 13 new homes. The scheme was funded and developed by the council with grant funding from Homes England, provides much needed specialist accommodation to tackle both housing issues and address the ongoing cost of living crisis. It will also help reduce expenditure by the council on emergency accommodation such as bed and breakfast. Each flat benefits from an open plan living room, kitchen and diner, along with bathroom and bedroom. Flats are equipped with electric boiler heating, built-in oven and hob, Wi-Fi, parking, local amenities within walking distance and excellent transport links. Cabinet Lead for Regeneration, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "This is a very exciting council project, transforming the building into high-quality, self-contained flats. It enables local people to remain in the borough and allows easier access to the services in Eastleigh needed to get support in securing a permanent home." New public art for Hatch Farm. Award-winning artist Felicity Hammond will be collaborating with architecture and design studio CAN, Critical Architecture Network, to develop a new public art project with residents of the Willows. The artists were selected for the project in West End that is funded from contributions from local developers for public art in Hatch Farm. Felicity Hammond and CAN will work with local residents to determine the location and the final design for their concept titled The Barrows. The scheme is inspired by historic barrows, including a nearby Bowl Barrow off Moor Green Road. The new artwork will create a meeting place with sculpted earthworks and panels made from a sustainable material known as eco-resin. This autumn, local residents will be invited to participate in walks and photography workshops led by the artists, which will determine the shapes for the final artwork. Further information, including dates and how to attend these workshops, will be shared by Eastleigh and West End councils in newsletters and on social media.
Hampshire increases monthly payments to Ukrainian host families. Hampshire County Council has announced that it will be paying an extra £200 per month to all Hampshire residents hosting Ukrainian guests as part of the government's Homes for Ukraine scheme until the end of March 2024. This takes the monthly payment to £700. The new payments will start in October and be funded entirely via the grant paid to county authorities to support implementation of the Homes for Ukraine scheme locally. For more information about hosting a Ukrainian family, visit website hants.gov.uk/host. The Point Cafe Bar relaunched an exciting new partnership. The Point, Eastleigh's popular cafe bar, has been relaunched by the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Nick Coldry. The event marked the start of an exciting partnership with innovative Hampshire-based catering company, the Beetroot Group. The Point team are confident that the Beetroot Group's new approach will enhance the cafe bar's experience for customers, offering them a warm, welcoming atmosphere alongside delicious food and beverages. Shannon Wood from the Beetroot Group said, "I am so excited about this new partnership with The Point to look after their cafe bar. We've received such a warm welcome so far from all the regulars, and importantly, we're looking forward to helping grow and nurture the safe community space that existed before we arrived. Louisa Milburn, business director at The Point, said, "The Beetroot Group is already well known in the borough and brings specific catering expertise to enhance the customer experience at The Point. There's a delicious cafe bar menu on offer, and we're open for after-work drinks. Plus, there'll be special food and drinks events. So, watch this space." Find out more at website thepointeastleigh.co.uk/hang-out.
The Borough Remembered. Services of remembrance took place across the borough on Sunday the 12th of November. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Nick Caldrey, attended the morning service at the War Memorial Lead Road Recreational Ground, whilst past Mayor Adam Manning attended the morning service at St Edward's Church, Netley Abbey. The Mayor attended the service at the Military Cemetery, Royal Victoria Country Park at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Other services took place in West End, Hedge End, Botley, Charnisford, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Armistice Day. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Nick Caldrey, together with representatives of local groups and organisations and residents, attended the Royal British Legion's 2 minute silence at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 11th of November. The Council extends support to war veterans. The Council has revised its policies to ensure that all military compensation paid to our war veterans is disregarded as income when they apply for all means tested benefits such as housing benefit, council tax benefit, council tax support, discretionary housing payments, DHP, and disabled facilities grants, DFG. The Council will now disregard any war-related income in the financial assessment during the DHP or DFG application. DHPs help people with housing costs and play an important role in helping them to stay in their homes, prevent homelessness, and enable tenants to move to more affordable accommodation. DFGs are grants awarded to pay for essential adaptations to a person's home to enable them to remain living at home for longer and maintain or increase their independence. Councillor Leader, Councillor Keith House, said Eastleigh Borough Council signed up to an Armed Forces Community Covenant in 2013. These amendments to our means-tested benefit policy will allow us to further support our Armed Forces community. Hannah Pierce, Director of Campaigns, Policy and Research at RBL, said it really good news to the Armed Forces community in Eastleigh that Eastleigh Borough Council has taken action to remove this injustice. "We want to thank Eastleigh Borough Council for working with us and doing the right thing by veterans and the whole Armed Forces community. Park in Eastleigh Town Centre for only £5 a day. At Mitchell Road multi-storey car park, £5 for all-day parking between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday. Prices may be subject to change."
Cost of living. Our checklist to tick off cost saving and income support. Tried the best place in the borough for advice. Citizens Advice Eastleigh are there if you need help with finding what support is available and what you are eligible for. They have trained local advisers and a website filled with advice and guidance. They have an Eastleigh office and a range of outreaches in Burselton, Hamble and Hedge End. They can be contacted at website citizensadviceeastleigh.org.uk or by phone on 0808 278 7682. Are you eligible to receive support or benefits? Search website gov.uk for their benefits calculator. This can help you narrow down anything you may be entitled to. It's free and independent and only takes around 15 minutes to complete. Have you checked if tax relief, marriage allowance or cost of living payment apply too? Search gov.uk. Check in on your well-being or that of someone struggling. Solent Mind Eastleigh. 111 Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO50 9DS, provides groups of one-to-one support over the phone or online and can help with employment needs. Phone 023 8061 1458. Samaritan support you on the phone 116 123 or online 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And if you are having a difficult time and are struggling to cope, website samaritans.org. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/cost-of-living-support for more information on what's available locally, as well as support for debt, housing, energy saving and vulnerable groups.
Check out the local free and low-cost food outlets. Eastleigh Food Bank, Unit G6, Wells Place, SO50 5PP, 07563 609994, open Tuesdays and Thursdays 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hedge End Food Centre, King's Community Church, SO30 4BZ, open Mondays and Thursdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hound Food Bank, 30 Queens View, Netley Abbey, SO31 5AE 07485 007800, open Tuesdays and Thursdays 10:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pavilion on the Park, 1 Kingfisher Road, SO50 9LH. Eastleigh Pantry, £5 per visit for £15 worth of food per week, 01794 522106, open Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays 9:30 a.m. until 12 noon and Tuesdays 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. And the community fridge, help yourself to what you need, Monday to Friday 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and Sundays 9:30 a.m. until 12 noon. COVID-19 Community Recovery Grant. The Eastleigh COVID-19 Community Recovery Grant provides local community groups and organisations with the chance to apply for funding to help local people who are still recovering from the mental and physical effects of COVID. The borough-wide scheme offers grants of up to £10,000 and priority will be given to groups that provide the following support: activities that support the health and well-being of vulnerable people and those who were shielding and or self-isolating, organisations that support individuals experiencing hardship caused by the pandemic, organisations that support mental health, bereavement and emotional needs arising from the pandemic, mental and physical health support for young people and adults, including mobility and long COVID. The activities can offer advice and information or promote self-help and must have a wide community benefit and must be open to anyone. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/COVID-recovery-grant.
Warm welcome this winter. This winter we are again working with local charities and organisations to provide a warm welcome. These locations and venues, which will be offering activities and a warm space for vulnerable residents who may be struggling to pay their energy bills. The network offers spaces where people can come together to stay warm, enjoy some company, a cup of tea, or get involved in an activity. Eastleigh Pantry, Eastleigh Cable Works, Elim Pentecostal Church, Eastleigh, the Mercury Library and Community Hub, Pavilion on the Park, Eastleigh, Places Leisure, Eastleigh, St Andrew's Methodist Church, St Paul's Church, Burseton, St Thomas's Church, Fair Oak, The Point, Eastleigh, Belmore Community Centre, Chalmersford, YMCA, Eastleigh, North Stoneham. Libraries: Chalmersford Library, Eastleigh Library, Hedge End Library, Netley Library, West End Library, and Fair Oak Library. Learn more and view venues near you at website eastleigh.gov.uk/warm-welcomes or call 023 8068 8000 to find out which warm welcome is nearest you. Warning: we regret to report that many cost of living and energy saving scams are operating at this time, targeting vulnerable people. Please remain vigilant, and if in any doubt, stop, challenge and protect. More information is available at website actionfraud.police.uk.
Your community. Borough-wide grants open in new year. The Council's Borough-wide Community Grant Scheme opens in the new year to support local community initiatives and projects. The grant offers up to £1,000 to community organisations, charities and not-for-profit groups whose aims promote and enhance people's health and well-being and which align with our corporate priority for enabling a healthier Eastleigh. In particular, we are keen to hear from applicants who can demonstrate how their project or organisation group will benefit local residents and that the funding will be used to help address emerging challenges, including social isolation, supporting young people, tackling deprivation, addressing health inequalities, and promoting community engagement and neighbourhood connections. The grant may be used for funding specific projects, programmes or initiatives, purchase of equipment or materials, contribution towards running costs, development of the organisation. Applications open Wednesday, 10th of January, and close Wednesday, the 21st of February, 2024. To apply, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/community-grants.
Your council. New Hendy showrooms coming soon. Exciting new Hendy car showrooms will be opening soon on the former Civic Offices site. The new Hendy Group state-of-the-art showroom complex in Eastleigh will be home to Nissan, Renault, Dacia and is part of the second phase of the redevelopment of the old Civic Offices site. It includes the construction of a car dealership comprising two showroom buildings and a car display courtyard on the site frontage. Access to the showrooms will be from Villeneuve Street, George's Way. Deputy Council Leader, Councillor Ian Corbyn, said, "Hendy is a long-standing local business and this exciting development brings more business investment into our borough. The new Hendy car showroom provides additional jobs and opportunities for local people. It also brings a vacant brownfield site into viable use, provides economic benefits to the local area and supports an existing business." He added, "The council retains ownership of the site and the business premises will add to the council's property portfolio that provides a significant rental income to the council." Hendy Group Chief Executive Paul Hendy said, "The partnership with Eastleigh Borough Council has created a complex which will employ around 50 people and provide space for 18 new vehicles in the showroom together with 84 used vehicle display spaces." He added, "This is another exciting development for the Hendy Group and not only reinforces our commitment to the area, but will provide our customers with the very best in terms of facilities. This investment is part of our ongoing expansion plans, and we see Eastleigh as a key location for our long-term future." Keeping the electoral register up to date. During August, your household will have received a form from the Borough Council showing the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. Please check this information to ensure the details are correct. If the information needs to be updated, please visit website householdresponse.com/Eastleigh to make any changes. The information is used to confirm who, at your address, is eligible to vote. This information can also be used when applying for credit, such as a mortgage or personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. It is a legal requirement to respond to the letter if it says you must respond. Please help us by responding now to prevent the need for personal visits to your property between now and the 19th of November 2023.
News Roundup. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Update from the Mercury Library and Community Hub. It's been a very busy time at the Mercury Hub, with regular activities including the monthly children's quilling sessions. We are very proud to announce that two young members of the group won first and second prizes in the junior category at the Quilling Guild competition in York. Well done to them for such an achievement. A lovely shrub in a personalised pot has been planted in memory of George Owen, one of our favourite visitors, to make sure he is fondly remembered. We are open every Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for board games. Chandlesford and Hiltingbury. Funding approved for additional youth sessions at the Hilt. Young people in the Chandlesford and Fair Oak areas will have a new place to hang out over the winter months. At the recent Chandlesford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee, councillors approved funding for extra and extended youth drop-in sessions for the winter months. The Hilt, Hiltonbury Community Centre, youth session will run from Fridays 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee facilitate the Y-Zone Fair Oak Youth Centre, who will be increasing their offer with an additional winter Monday session, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. These welcoming and inclusive sessions form part of the wider borough weekly timetable and targeted outreach provided by Youth Options, which include activities at Energy Youth Centre, Eastleigh, and Fryon Pavilion, Chandlesford. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/youngpeople/borough-youth-centres.
Bursledon, Hambler Rice and Hound. Removable bollards installed at Kestrel Park. Earlier in the year, it was discovered that the country park space in Kestrel Park was vulnerable, leading to unauthorised access by travellers. Once they'd left, a substantial volume of waste was uncovered, incurring removal expenses. To prevent this from happening again, the LAC, Local Area Committee, allocated funding for the installation of removable bollards at various access points surrounding the country park. Local Community Centre receives furniture funding. Pylons Wood Community Centre was issued funding to purchase 60 new chairs and a trolley for use in the community centre. It replaced the existing tired seating thanks to developer contributions. Hedge End, West End and Botley. Chancellor Park Play Area. Local children are enjoying a new play area that has been installed at Chancellor Park, Borley Park. It provides a safe, fun and challenging experience and is aimed at children from 5 years of age. Based on round course design, it enables children to move between different bits of equipment without touching the ground. The course includes a rope swing, net traverse, hammock swing, rope climb, and crow's nest viewing area, together with a rotating rope spinner. The play area was funded by financial contributions from the developers of nearby new housing schemes.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, known as LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@easley.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m, the 29th of November and the 31st of January. Visit the website easley.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact kitty.budden@easley.gov.uk or telephone on 023 8068 8418. Bursledon Hambley Rice and Hound, 6 p.m, the 30th of November and the 25th of January. Visit the website easley.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean@easley.gov.uk, telephone number 023 8068 3367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 17th of January. Visit the website easley.gov.uk/CFH or contact guy.riddock@easley.gov.uk, telephone number 023 8068 3369. Easley, 7 p.m. on the 23rd of January. Visit website easley.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddock@easley.gov.uk, telephone number 023 8068 3369. And finally, Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 20th of November and the 29th of January. Visit the website easley.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact ross.mclean@easley.gov.uk, telephone number 023 8068 3367.
Our contact details: Easley Borough Council, Easley House, Upper Market Street, Easley, SO 59YN, telephone 023 8068 000. Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at EasleyBC. Website easley.gov.uk or my.easley.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website easley.gov.uk/weeklynews. distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees, and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from the Eastleigh Borough Council.
Winter 2023, and was presented by readers Angela, Margaret and
Glynis.
Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.